everybody gets on the dance floor for this one. Oh yes, this memorable and unmistakable track from Club Limpopo opens our special tribute to Wallam Dangerembezi. My sweetie, my sugar. DJ Walla, Walla Walla, Africa's DJ number 111. Limpopo Club had one of the largest collections of African music on vinyl. Founded in the early 80s at London's Africa Center, Walla hosted and promoted African bands for 25 years. It's my joy to introduce to you Eugene Skeef, leading light of the 80s Pan-African Renaissance that produced the African Dawn and Limpopo Club. He's the co-producer and co-host for this special tribute.
Thank you, my brother Kwesi. It's a great pleasure. Limpopo Club. How did it all start?
Yes, Eugene. Everybody would like to know.
Walla takes us behind the scenes.
Don't know where to start. African music has always been in London from time immemorial. During the colonial days, people were coming to study and they brought with them their music. In the 60s, we had, you know, for instance, people like Dudu Pukwana who arrived here with the musical King Kong. Then later on formed a band, people like Fela Kuti, who were studying here and forming bands. People like Teddy Osei from Mosibisa. Ever since then, you know, people have been forming bands throughout. Others with musicians who came to tour, then stayed on. And others who were students who used to play back home, as in my case, came here to study and also started playing here.
Yeah, Walla started his musical career in London with the African Dawn. He featured on all the four albums of the legendary poetry and music group. He was also an organizer and cut his teeth in the music business. He worked and toured with the group for over a decade.
Wonderful memories, Eugene, and beautiful stories to tell. Walla was a member of the African Dawn founded in 1980. We had an office at the Africa Center. In 1981, we partnered with the management to bring over the African Brothers Band from Ghana. This got everybody really excited about bringing over African bands. Walla was particularly interested in this and had exceptional promotional skills. It did not take long for him to establish Limpopo Club at the Africa Center.
I mean, we consciously set out to promote African music. We felt the Africa Center, as a cultural hub in the whole of Europe, should actually host African music. And I think we proved right by the success that later on followed with the Limpopo Club.
The Bundu Boys. One of Walla's big successes. He elevated his vibrant homeboys to almost superstar status internationally as well as on the African continent with their stylistic blend of popular music, including jit, chimurenga, and reggae.
I remember their first gig at the Limpopo Club. The place was packed out and literally on fire.
And there were many other bands.
Yes, we have lots of musicians who passed through us. A lot of them were coming to debut their very first ever performances in the UK or overseas, abroad. They would usually find themselves playing at the Africa Center as their first gig or their last gigs, you know. So we had people like Remy Ongala, who dearly love to play there. We've had people like, you know, Baba Mao. Kanda Mbongo, man. Pongo Love.
The names go so
many. Yeah, so many names, yeah. You know. Yes, we would safely say we're the first people to promote Angela Kidjo here in the UK. We brought Angelique for 3 days. She performed the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I remember the first Thursday, there was hardly any people there. Then the audience started building up through their own performances and popularity. Friday and Saturday, there was virtually no space left for anybody to get in. Sasa. One has to consider that.
Yeah.
We've been running that club for over 25 years, and that we were putting a band every week.
52 weeks.
So yeah. Imagine, so we're having 52 bands.
Fully loaded.
Yeah.
Minimum of 52 bands.
Yeah, every year. And for those number of years. So we have had lots of people pass through, but to mind, there's quite a few names that stick out, people who... We gave that platform and went on to become bigger bands on the international scene. People like Bundu Boys, Kanda Bongo Men, Angelique Kidjo, Baba Mao, Bembeya Jazz.
Les Amazon de Guinea.
Les Amazon de Guinea.
Beautiful bands, so many bands.
So many, so many.
The African
so
brothers.
Many, so Simbo many, Anika, yes.
Yeah. The Mushroom.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Jimmy Katumba.
Yeah.
That is from Uganda.
CK yeah. Man.
Yeah, CK Man.
CK from Man
Ghana.
From Ghana.
It was just incredible how many African bands passed through Limpopo Club to greater things.
Mm. In Nigeria, so many bands, you know. We work with so many bands.
Dennis or so many.
Yeah.
I mean, we played quite a pivotal role in the sense that we supported the music. We helped to develop the music. We would take on bands, show them the ropes, how to deal with the industry. Where else to play apart from the Africa Center, you know, where to outsource equipment, where to record, how to publicize yourself, get photographers to come and do professional pictures for them. And we're more than a promotion, we're into developing the bands. We're giving a platform to our African musicians to the world. I think first is to take your art form very seriously. The concept of it, you need to develop it, intellectualize it, control the whole process of creating, marketing, to be able to understand what you're doing, or at least understand how, you know, these things work. There's so many skills that we have other than just playing music that we could utilize to help ourselves to develop further. It was like home away from home.
Yes, Wala, thank you.
In unveiling and promoting the immeasurable talents of African musicians and quenching the thirst for it among diverse audiences, Wala was not acting in a vacuum. He was continuing the unstoppable vision of African innovators who came before him.
The tributes have been pouring in.
A real testimony to Wala's achievements and legacy, to which I felt so honored to make a contribution. Piti Gantuli and all the others also expressed their fond memories of our brother so beautifully.
Wala featured on this African Dawn track. In the best traditional fusing poetry with music, we laid on the tributes.
Child of Miondoro, Bizimu, and Mandawe, your spirit speaks to me beyond the grave.
Pitika and Tuli.
You follow the footsteps of Mbuya the Handa, wrapped in a comforting spirit like Chapungu, the battle eagle. You became a song and song maker as Africa slept, but you came to your own at African dawn. My tongue is heavy with grief, sorrow, and loss. My words drop down in the street, trampled upon. They multiply my plight, but a voice in me whispers, you lived your life to the full, Walla. I celebrate you. Ears full of harmonies and melodies, we continue to listen to you at dawn, an African dawn. Ask the Commander-in-Chief, Kwesi.
Yes, Walla, I have also heard the news. Decades singing songs together never prepared me for this. Walk home slowly, my brother, so I can compose myself. Right now, the pain has nowhere to go. Maybe I shall return before the sun rises again. Walk home peacefully, my brother.
Lala ngoxolo ndodana ye Africa, sleep in peace, son of Africa. We carry you with us everywhere, from the folds of our clothes, our brows, in every step we take, every breath we draw, we remember you.
Like the surf of a massive ocean, your voice the salient particle in the power of the hidden currents of a tide that rose without warning, always intoning the certitude of the cusp of every wave bearing our story. And the light of a portentous African sun could not be concealed by dark clouds when it was echoed in the prophetic glitter of your smiling eyes.
Eugene Skeef.
For now we know that your stopover was to gently teach us how to answer the call of the beat of ancestral love in the circle of our dance.
There is no need to fear the night.
Imru Bakari.
Where meteors ride laden with memory. There is no need to dread the sight of fireflies streaming into the dawn glowing. Always into silence, leaving a thirst, dry on tongues rocking in showers of flames. Always there is reflection, shallow in the mirrored moment into the dawn. The DJ plays on. Saints and singers, costumed and in chorus, make light. Across the threaded pathway, you have welcomed your call. In silence, the DJ plays on. Danga, danga, danga Rambizi, danga, danga, the DJ plays on.
I mourn Brother Walla Dangaremba's passing, as we mourn those who remain connected to us in spirit even though we don't see them often.
Mel Collins.
Walla's easy, always thoughtful laugh, his introduction of the Bundu Boys and others to audiences at London's Africa Centre in the 1980s remain precious memories. In our group African Dawn, Walla was, to me, a steadying musical presence. 5 years ago, he reconnected to tell me about Brother Taiwo, the factory where African Dawn was at one time based, and a planned symposium on the Grenada Revolution. The tone of this easy, thoughtful contact told me that Walla continued to be a steady spirit, interested in issues of art, political thought, and social justice. Your spirit continues, Walla. Your memory is alive and very precious.
My dear brother Walla, Inna lillahi wa inna alahi rajiun. From God we come, to God we return.
Ruhi Hamid.
Walla, thank you for being the gentle big brother from Zimbabwe. With your kind demeanor and musical genius, you brought joy on the dance floor, and more importantly, into our lives on these grey isles of our exile from our sunny lands of Africa. Sleep well and let the ancestors take care of your beautiful soul. Until we meet again, goodbye.
Ago, ago, ago.
Nana Kwame Akuto.
Walae wala. Walae wala. Walae wala. Your name means life. The Ghana people of Ghana says wala. Eternal life. Wala. Eternal life. Return it to us. Come back to us. Live with us. And smile. Your gorgeous dimply smile. Your deep voice. And let us hear you once again. Limpopo Club awaits you. Please come back. Come back to us.
Remembering a true, humble soul, our brother Walla. We will miss you dearly, but we will always be reminded of you with the beautiful sound of African music. My deepest condolences to the African Dawn community, his family and friends. May he enjoy a peaceful rest.
Levan Buchanan.
Until we meet again. Until we meet again. Much love.
Walla. We sang. We marched. We laughed. We broke the kolanad. And we poured the libation to spread the liberation of Azania and Zimbabwe. We now send you good tidings and great thoughts. You, Walla, the African revolutionary table spin doctor of African sound.
Uchebe Masukwane.
Farewell, my brother. The ancestors of Monomotapa welcome you back to the motherland. Aluta continua. Pambiri newondo. Pambiri nechimurenga.
Such a beautiful soul and a wonderful human being. It was my privilege to have known him. He will never be forgotten.
Chukunyeri Kumalo.
May he rest in peace. We will never forget you.
You are passing over on your new journey, and the ancestors are preparing for you.
Faina Lioness Chant.
Your accomplishments in this life will transcend this world, and you will be remembered and honored each time we utter your name. Rest in eternal power. Voila.
I want to thank him for his work with African Dawn, which is a truly unique voice in the spoken word. And I want to thank him for his work at the Limpopo Club, for making it a place of respite and of black joy. I enjoyed going to that club many, many times, and I hope that he will rest in peace.
Marlene Smith.
Walla, 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 my dear brother, friend, comrade in arms. Although you have passed on, your memory will live on forever in my mind's eye. That infectious and affable smile of yours, which you shared with the whole world, will forever be frozen in time and space. As you cross the ancient African River, to rest in the welcoming arms of our ancestors. The love and empathy you have for all of us will live on forever in our hearts. Walla, oh Walla, Walla, oh Walla.
Brother Walla and the African Dawn members showed me and taught me and expanded my knowledge of what was happening, especially in Southern Africa. I love this calm. I love this demeanor. He was never in a hurry. He was very professional and comfortable in his skin, and therefore made everyone around him feel at ease, especially myself as a young female. Those days have left an amazing impression on my mind, my spirit, which I will forever carry.
Dona Ali Moore.
Your legacy will definitely be one of being a champion for the cause, African Dawn, African Rising.
This is Debbie Galt, honouring my dear friend Walla, who I knew for nearly 40 years, working with the Africa Centre, Limpopo Club, and all the wonderful programme there, that Walla was so key to my second home for many years. So grateful for all he did for African music and arts. First opportunities for many visiting African artists, now household names, and supporting UK-based artists. I had the honour of working closely with Walla and Freddie Kwafa, Will Joseph as well, in World of Music at the Tabernacle, WOMAT. And I'll never forget Walla's grace in organising the most wonderful event in honour of my younger daughter, Maya, who died in 2013. My older daughter, Ella, and ex-husband and very good friend, Simba Foggis of Taxi Pata Pata, send love and deepest sympathies and honour.
What can one say, Mr. Danga? I've called you Mr. D. You called me Miss P. I thank you for being in my life. I thank you for the exposure to the music industry that you did. Thank you for the family man that you were. You were so proud of your girls. I remember 2018, you sent me an email. You were so proud. One had a master's degree and the other girl had just gotten her first class degree, I think. And she was going to South Africa for work experience. That's who you were. You rubbed shoulders with celebrities, but it never fazed you. That's who you were. You were down to earth. May your soul rest in peace.
Priscilla Ngoni.
Hello, Walla, my good friend. I cannot believe you've gone to the other side, leaving us. The good thing that has come out of this, rather bad news, is the fact that you found peace at last. No more parking tickets, hospital appointments, court summons. The list is endless. I have such a vivid memory of the times we used to meet at the Africa Centre, Covent Gardens. You used to organise gigs that were always well attended.
Charles Aqua.
What made you stand out? Your beautiful smile. What a privilege it has been to have got to know such a great guy. The man with a beautiful smile, probably because of the delight to see me, but that smile is what I remember Walla for. Rest in peace, great man. Until we meet again, say hi to our beloved late mother, with whom you had a very, very special relationship, and the rest of the beloved departed. God be with you. Till we meet again. Thank you for being you.
This is really a little note from a sketch of a background which I lived and shared with him, and with a broader picture of the context from which his musical, cultural, and political influences emerged.
George Shiri.
Our 1969 abroad was a conjuncture, a moment in the 1960s Southern Rhodesia, bounded on one side by Ian Smith's unilateral declaration of independence in 1965, and by the global counterculture of that decade's sonic cultures, which to us signified the opposition to Ian Smith when we tuned in to Lorenzo Marx radio in Maputo, Mozambique, and to listen to Jimi Hendrix, Letambula, Miriam Makeba, Doris Masuki, B.B. King, Curtis Mayfield, and many other international musicians and bands of the time who, in our teenage years, were wired into the emerging global counterculture sounds, which were very much in the countercultures of the metropolitan music scene, especially for those coming out of Sakuva and Mutare and Harare in Zimbabwe, the spaces that Walla had spent his childhood and adolescence, and from where he had settled himself to play drums, osho, mbira, and a whole range of percussion instruments. The spirit and mood of the liberation movement hovered around our lives. Those very early years of the making of direct confrontation with settler colonialism defined him, myself, and people of my generation about the boundaries and limits of what was acceptable in the everyday. My generation, of which he was part of, was developed in its existence, and the musical taste was born out of a fusion of local music, Afro-rock, and beyond. I am slightly older than him, but our paths crossed in Harare, Highfield, Zimbabwe, around 1968-69, where bands like the Sound Effects, the Art of Liberty, the Harare Mambos, for Aces, Wells Fargo, and Otis Wavin, to name a few, played. His encyclopedic knowledge of music was born then. A decade later, he set foot in Nine Kingdom with an already developed sense of the importance of the site of culture, art and culture. He went on to play a huge part in the making of Africa Center to listen and dance to African music, and began to have a huge impact on the development of the history of African presence in United Kingdom and Europe. He was my brother. I'm gonna miss him.
Since our paths crossed more than four decades ago, Walla and I shared a deep passion for the culture of Africa. As a member of African Dawn, and as one of the foremost promoters on the UK music circuit, Walla was one person whose intimate knowledge and action were instrumental to the introduction of the best of Africa's gifted players, whether in a club or concert hall. His was the one face I'd be looking for with that unmistakable smile in the room. My brother, it has been my great pleasure and distinct privilege to have known you as a fellow cultural activist and comrade.
Ray Hendricks.
As the great poet laureate Martin Carter from Guyana wrote beautifully, death must not find us thinking that we die.
Oh yes, well, I loved this tune.
There's little that he would ask. It takes a woman like you to get through to the man in me. It takes a woman like your kind to find the man in me.
He used to say he plays a song to cool down the pace. Yes, well, thank you.
Baby, yes. Storm clouds are raging all around my door.
The music plays on. Yes, well, thank you.
It takes a woman like you.
The music plays on.